Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Well, this week is Generosity Week within the Church of England. It's a week when I'm supposed to talk to you about how you serve the church in what your time and how you in worship and how you give of your money. Now, how we give of our time and our money to God's work is important. And knowing I was speaking about this, I was preparing a sermon that would persuade you that service of God as worship is really important. And being a follower of Jesus, to commit our finances to him is also vital. And it is. I might not like speaking about it, but it is important and vital. But as I sat down, I did have that strange warming of the heart that John Wesley spoke of when he first felt the Holy Spirit. I do actually, it's a familiar warming to me. Whenever I pray and think about you guys, my friends here in Bedhampton, God warms my heart. I know his Spirit is with me. So instead of speaking about time and money today, I will share a bit about where we are with that at the end of our service. But instead of speaking a bit about that today, I want to speak to you of devotion. We heard, Neville always reads really well, doesn't he? We heard that Psalm 27 read by Neville. As you know, many of the Psalms, and probably Psalm 27, was likely to have been written by King David. King David was a man after God's own heart, we hear. And yet he was a failed man, a sinner, an adulterer, a murderer, messed up just like the rest of us. And yet he wanted to know God deeply. Just listen to some of these cries in that psalm. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. I've not been able to get that out of my head all week as I've been preparing. But he goes on, my heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path. And then this one is key. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You can just hear David's desire in that, can't you? You can hear that he wants to know God in the here and now, as I often call it. But he calls it the land of the living. Not just some future paradise, some future new earth, some future heaven, but actually right now in the land of the living. He wants to know God. He wants to know all of God. And he wants to know that he is fully known by God. Do you want more? Is what we have right now, or the beautiful though it is what we have right now really all that God has for us? I want to say clearly and loudly, it's not. I want more. I want more of God for me, for Bedhampton. I want you to want more of God. That is my heart. Jesus often speaks of God's kingdom in the land of the living. And that story, that parable read by Grace earlier on, is a wonderful parable. Can you imagine a young man who is successful? Perhaps he's inherited it, but perhaps not. Perhaps like many of you and many young people out there, he has studied hard, worked hard, given up much, and he now is successful in the eyes of the world around him. Perhaps he's been seeking this dream of his own home, of having all his needs and requirements met, the dream of having his own house sold by his society. And now, in the eyes of the world, he is successful, only to discover that actually the ache in his heart remains, even after he has, or society tells him he must want. It may be the story of that young man in this parable, but as many of you know, it's also my story. But then this young man hears of a traveling rabbi, a teacher, who is speaking of a different kind of fulfillment, a different life, a different kingdom. He seeks out this rabbi and he listens to him and he hears what he has to say. If it was today, he'd probably buy his books or go onto YouTube and see him speaking. But he can't do that because he's a man of his own time. And so he has to seek out the rabbi for himself. He conjures up the courage to push through to the front of the crowd and then in desperation cries out, "Rabbi, teacher, what must I do to have this fulfillment that you speak of? How do I ease the ache in my heart? Where is this kingdom of God you speak?" And I think this is one of the saddest moments in the Bible. But Jesus looks at him and he knows that the cost to this young man will be devotion, absolute devotion. He looks at him and we hear he loves him. "Give your all," says Jesus. "Give up everything to gain the world. Turn your life upside down. Come and follow me." Jesus looks into this young man's heart and knows that the thing for him, although it may be different for others, the thing for him between him and God is wealth and possessions. He looked into my heart and he knew the thing between me and him was wealth and possessions. Like I say, for some it will be something different. It may be children, it may be career, it could be something completely different. But this young man is so sadly deceived by the world that even though he desperately wants to know of this new kingdom, he can't bring himself to give up everything. He needs somehow this insurance in his back pocket. And so he walks away, back to the false kingdom that he's been in. And we never hear of him again. So close to God, and yet so far. It so could have been my story. Jesus wants nothing from you other than all you have. Don't misunderstand me. I believe it's possible because God is so gracious to seek him just a little and to receive that grace. Many have gained access, I believe, to the kingdom of God just by giving a little of themselves because God is so gracious, he gave all of Jesus. And it will be a poor imitation of the life to the full that Jesus offers. It will be, as the Bible says, like escaping through flames. Again, it's like they've got this insurance in their back pocket of what the world says is good. And they're not devoted to Jesus. The clear question for us is, are we? The question for us to ponder is, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What must you do to inherit to eternal life? What must we do to know God's kingdom in the land of the living, in Bedhampton, in our homes today? How can we dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple? Perhaps for you, but certainly for me, I know in my head that giving everything up for Jesus is absolutely worth it. And yet, I also know that time and time again, just like King David, I fail. Aidan Wilson Tozer, perhaps better known as A.W. Tozer, was a Christian pastor in the last century. He had an answer to this dilemma. Now, we're going to need to excuse the gender-specific text here, But I think if we can excuse that, we will see this precious response. It comes from his short book, which you can get for free on the internet somewhere, The Pursuit of God. And in it he writes, "The man who has God for his treasure has all things in one. Whatever he may lose, he's actually lost nothing, for he has it all in one. And he has it purely, legitimately, and forever." He's, of course, speaking of Jesus as the one. The one to have. The one to know. And yet, A.W. Tozer knows that even though we can read this in our heads, it's still difficult to live out. And so he follows this short passage in his book with this wonderful prayer. "O God, I have tasted thy goodness, and it has both satisfied me and made me thirsty for more. I'm painfully conscious of my need of further grace. I'm ashamed of my lack of desire. O God, the triune God, I want to want thee. I long to be filled with longing. I thirst to be made more thirsty. Show me thy glory, I pray, that so I may know thee indeed." That's what I want. That's what I want for my devotion. I don't know about you, but that's what I want. I want to want God more. I want to know God deeply. To steal some further questions from a church father called Ignatius, I want to ask you, do you have the desire for this desire? Even if you don't want it, do you want to want it? Do you wish that you were the kind of person that wanted this? My friends, my brothers, my sisters, if you do, I promise you, wherever you are right now, Jesus will respond. If you do, I promise you, as Jesus does respond, Susie and I will walk with you. We're going nowhere. If you do, I promise you, we'll see God's kingdom in your life, in the land of the living. The question we've got to ask is, do you want to give all you are to God? Do you want to be devoted to Jesus? Because if you do, let's do it together.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.